Hello, Namaste, welcome to Far From Back. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, 300, Keshav.
Oh my god.
So, you know, for listeners, okay, in all the 300 episodes, I have never seen Keshav warming up his vocal cords. And today was the first day. Is that what it's called? Warming up your vocal cords?
Yeah, vocal exercises.
Vocal exercises. Wow. It was quite a sight.
Forget sight. It was
sound.
It was quite a combination.
Yeah.
It was sound and light show.
So, okay, Keshav, with that, welcome to our listeners.
Yeah. Yes, welcome. This is very emotional.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we've had these milestone episodes a few times now.
Yes.
I think
we've celebrated 100th, 200th.
Yeah.
We celebrated 250th.
We started from 50.
I remember. We celebrated the 50th. And that's the good thing I like about the fact that, you know, both of us have that sense of gratitude inbuilt, I think, that we don't take it for granted.
Yeah. But also what I'm noticing is, though I don't know if this is a trend, our milestone episodes are getting more and more low effort.
Hey, no man.
No.
I don't think so. I think it feels low effort because we do it with so much more, like we're doing it more naturally.
Okay.
And with
no,
ease.
So I'm comparing it to, let's say, 250, where we had Abish Mathew and lights and camera and
like that way. That way.
Right. Yeah.
But you
versus
know what?
That.
Yeah. No, but you know, I don't think. Okay, so that may have been production-wise effort.
Yeah.
But you know, when you look at something like this episode, like a voice notes, where we engage with listeners, I find that's far more rewarding even for the listeners.
Yeah. And no hate to Abish. We love you, Abish.
Are 100%. In fact, I bumped into Abish just 2 days ago.
Okay.
And we spoke about that recording. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So it was just, yeah. So no hate. Yeah. Definitely no hate.
Yeah. Okay. So Keshav, and you know, you never know because see, this episode also doesn't end with the episode. It ends with us taking people out for dinner.
Yeah.
So we don't know what effort that may take.
Yeah.
You know,
so
to ultimately.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So nothing is low hanging fruit.
Okay. So with that, Keshav, let's see. I have a vague idea of what the structure will look like.
Yeah.
We'll go through the voice notes one by one.
What lovely voice notes.
Yeah. Big thank you to everyone who sent them.
Everyone who sent in. Everyone who was just about to send in and did not.
Yeah.
We also understand that.
Yes. Yeah. So, we'll play the voice notes. We'll talk about them. And then we'll just see where this goes.
Where this goes. Super.
Yeah. Okay. So, Keshav, first voice note for the day.
For the 300 era.
For the three. And also, you know, this is the last day of the financial
year. Yeah, right.
No,
yes, it is.
We are recording on the 31st of March.
And it's other things also. Like, it's Easter Sunday.
Oh, today's Easter Sunday. Okay.
You
very
know,
cool.
That kind of a clash I've not seen where the year ends with a long weekend.
Yeah.
It says a lot about the kind of year ahead.
But it's the financial year ending with the long weekend. No, it's not the calendar year.
It's not. But
But you don't need an excuse. Some year is ending with a long weekend.
Somewhere like, this must be just a misconception for me. I'm picturing CAs getting drunk. That's so not true, no? 31st night, kya party kiya?
No, usually, you know, Keshav, the sad bit is, year ending ko, there is always some sort of inventory. No, inventory or cash count or some sort of shit job like that.
Oh God, you're counting other people's money.
Other people's money, other people's liquor stock, other people's cheese stock, all of that stuff.
Please tell me how many post-it notes I have in the garage. Of course,
Yeah, so anyway, big digression, but first voice note is Keshav from a very, very lovely listener called Shaurya. Okay? So great. Let's play the voice note. Let's listen to it.
All right.
Hey, Keshan Merch. Congratulations on 300 episodes. You guys make my week much, much better, lighter, full of laughter. Not gonna lie, I steal most of your jokes to tell to my friends and they think I'm really funny. So great, good. You guys have some killer karma in the bank. Cheers.
Yep.
Yeah. So cool, man. Firstly, Kesh and Merch.
Kesh and Merch. Man, he makes us sound way cooler than way cooler. I feel about us.
Yeah. There's that band, no? That Parekh and Sons Parekh or something. And Parekh and Singh, yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, we could easily be packaged as like Kesh that. And no? Merch. We just need that little Wes Anderson styling and filter that they managed to get.
Yes. And thank you, Shaurya. Lovely voice, no?
He has a very nice voice. I mean, if I wasn't so homophobic, I would tell you more.
Maybe the voice is not the only nice thing about him.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shaurya, thank you so much. What do you think, Keshav, about him stealing our jokes?
Arey, I feel it's flattery.
It's flattery, no? Yeah. Isn't there a quote, mimicry is the
imitation.
Highest form?
Imitation is the
imitation.
Finest
imitation.
Flattery, no? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah.
But we'll see if you get to this dinner.
Yes, so Shaurya, thank you so much, man.
Thank
Lovely
you,
voice
Shaurya. Thank you, Shaurya. And I'm just doing this to create a sense of competition and that, you know, award-like scenario so that by the end of the end of the episode, we'll know who the winner is.
Winner is, yeah.
Just.
Yeah, there should
there
be
is a
some
winner, right?
There is a winner,
and the winner, and the prize is dinner with the lads.
With Kesh and Merch.
Kesh and Merch dinner.
Okay, so let's jump in, Keshav.
Yes.
Yeah, into the next voice note. Super. Now, this next one, Keshav, is from, I think, a very, very long time listener. And he has almost become like family.
Yeah.
You know,
I know who you're
whom
talking about.
Talking about. So this next voice note is from Gaurav Dahia. And I think Gaurav has sent in voice notes for every, like
start,
wherever there
say,
was,
start.
Yeah. Wherever there was an ask for listener voice notes, he has sent them in.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's just a... And he's always been so supportive.
Yeah.
Always been so supportive. It's just amazing. We owe a lot of our... he's been an anchor almost. Yeah.
Totally. Like, if no one is listening, we know that at least Gaurav will be listening.
Yes.
That is our motivation. Yeah. And it's a beautiful voice note. Let's jump into it.
Hi, Keshav and Hussain. So this is my third time I'm doing this and I'm just as nervous as the first time. But before I start, I just wanted to thank you for keeping the same intro music for all these years. Like, it is so iconic. Now, I wanted to use this moment to look back and see how much we've all grown. During the 100th episode anniversary, Keshav mentioned that we listeners look at you both almost as friends, like really know each other. And I wanted to thank you for being there through it all. Such incredible consistency from you guys, like every single week. When the 100th episode special came out, I was dating the woman I would eventually end up marrying. In the 200th episode special, we had just had a baby. And now in this one, I have started my PhD and also switched cities. In this way, I love the thought of using your milestones as mine too, like placeholders, to remember, okay, what was I doing during this time when they had this special? Hussein, your baby must be growing up so fast too. And Keshav, you're now a legit star. I still sometimes use Castbox to listen to your episodes. And I look back at the early comments to the episodes where people used to complain about the noises in the back and how you guys annoyingly laugh at your own jokes. We've all grown up so much over the years, lads. And I'm proud to say, together.
Oh man, what a great voice note.
What a great note. I mean,
it's making me a little emotional, to be...
It is, to be honest. I think I'm welling up a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Gaurav Daya has this ability.
Yes.
He does this to us.
And you know, I'm already fasting, so I have very less moisture to lose.
To lose. You can't lose your water content right now. So, main Hussain ke liye bhi saath mein rolunga.
Yeah, but you know, the thing I love the most is the milestone bit.
Yeah.
No?
Now it feels like a great connection. I really wish Gaurav was in Mumbai.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if the PhD is in Mumbai. I don't think it is in Mumbai.
I'm guessing he would have mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
Because but we imagine, know that he was in Bangalore before this.
Correct. And Keshav, just imagine, so when he started listening, he was dating.
Yeah.
Then got married, had a kid.
Yeah, and then they went through a phase, I remember, where they used to listen to the episodes together.
Together, oh wow.
There was that also. Okay. And then...
Keshav, my only wish, okay, for Gaurav and his lovely family. See, different people look at different milestones. Like, so let's say if I'm saying this on a very light note, okay, Keshav?
Yeah,
If you were to take our episode numbers
as milestones
and map them as
what
milestones.
I mean, my milestones, I really have no clue. My milestone is that, okay, 50th episode, 100th episode.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, it'll be like, okay, fine, this is around the time I was getting my first divorce. This is around the time I was going to court. This is around the time I was going to get an affidavit. Then, I don't know.
So, my only wish, okay, and the reason, sorry for bringing that up,
no, man.
But my only wish is that for Gaurav, I hope our episode milestones are happy and memorable milestones in Gaurav and his family's life.
Yes, that is our sincere wish.
That's my sincere wish and prayer, that whenever he looks back at our show and he's like, "Arre wah." You know, I started my PhD, I completed my PhD, bought a new house, whatever the milestones
are.
Yeah,
man. It's such a beautiful wish, yeah.
Yeah, with that, Keshav, let's jump into the third one. Now, the third one is also very cool. It's from a listener called Aditi. Yeah, so let's jump into Aditi's voice note.
Yes. Hearty congratulations on hitting 300 episodes, Hussain and Keshav. You guys make such meaningful and hilarious content. Every person I suggested it to loved it, so I pretend to have great taste in everything. Thanks a lot, Far From Fact. You made my days a lot of times. I'll repay someday by robbing a bank and sending the money towards you. That way you will have the money and also a news for an episode. For legal purposes, I'm kidding. For illegal purposes, I'm here. Wishing you both a lot of joy and success. And happy Ramadan. Love you guys.
Yeah.
This is
for legal
very
purposes.
Sweet. And
yeah.
Such a, I mean, high energy, happy, fun.
I don't know, again, Aditi, which city you're sending in your voice note from. But if you ever rob a bank, I think we had discussed, Keshav, in one episode that digging a tunnel is probably the easiest way to do it.
It's the best way.
Best way, no?
Yeah. And the people, all our listeners by now know that if there is anything we our strong suit is resilience. Mm.
Resilience, beautiful.
And consistency. If we can put out an episode every week for 300 like weeks.
Weeks, yeah.
We can easily sit and dig a bank over, you know, the next 5 years.
Yeah. If we would have started when we recorded our first episode, by now, imagine we would have had a network across
and
the...
And we are winking at each other when we are saying this because the digging ka kaam chalu hai.
And what better city to mask your illegal digging in
than Bombay?
Than Bombay.
Right now, of course, it's a close shave because many of their digging is reaching ours.
But Aditi, thank you so much. Again, lovely, lovely voice note.
Yes, thank you, Aditi, for this really sweet note.
And Keshav, one more beautiful point that she raised, okay? She said that whoever she recommends this to...
Oh, yeah.
...loves it.
Thank you for recommending us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, so Keshav, with that, let's go into our fourth voice note for the day.
Right, and this is...
This one comes from Atharv. Okay, let's jump in.
Hi, my name is Atharv and I've been listening to your podcast for approximately 4 years now. I started to listen to it in the early lockdown phase because we all had a lot of time on our hands. I was turning 13 that year and now I'm turning 17 this year. So that's surreal. And I just realized that this podcast has been going on for 6 years now. So congratulations. Congratulations for the 300th episode. And I have been listening to your podcast for 4 years. And it's surreal because it has been 4 years, a lot of things has changed. It's teenage, so a lot of drama as well. Many things I cannot rely on, but every Wednesday morning I used to open my phone, open Spotify, and just check for the new episode. Oh my god, this one, okay. And we'll have a great 15 to 20 minutes. So thank you guys.
Okay, so Atharv, thank you, man.
Thanks,
I think our youngest listener, Keshav.
Youngest, absolutely. I still remember when he sent us a note when he was 13 or 14.
Yeah, he has been, and as he rightly pointed out, you know, he started listening when it was the lockdown.
Yeah.
And I remember he used to send in so many memes and topics.
Yeah, he was very active.
Very active, yeah. And
we sound like his parents right now. But, but I also remember how I think it was Atharv who said his mother was would wonder what he's doing or why he's giggling. But I do remember like him complaining about being worried about what his family, like his mother was definitely worried about how much he's obsessing with the show.
Oh, okay. I think...
Because if I was the parent of a teenager, think about it, right? You would worry about the content they consume.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially when they start obsessing about a certain bit of content, then you also want to go and scrutinize it and check it for yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing we passed the test with Atharv's parents.
I think we can say that we passed the test if they sent in a voice note.
That's expecting too much.
But Atharv, do you know what to do for the next milestone episode? It'll be Atharv's mom, dad, you know, Bankaro Salo.
No, I was imagining the best. I was imagining, like, you know, he was such a difficult child. Oh my god, till 12. Oh my god, we were worried about his teenage years. You guys were blessings. You guys just came and babysat him through the podcast.
Why are you doing only one episode a week?
Do every day. No, but jokes apart, we are so happy to have been part of this phase of your life, man. I mean, 13 to 17 is so rough.
Absolutely.
I mean, hormones, pimples, like you said, nothing is dependable or, you know, everything is changing.
Yeah. So thank you, Atharv, for kind of giving us this opportunity in during these years. For me, you know, there were things that I did. It could be things like WWE.
Yeah.
Or it could be bands that I listened to during those years.
Yeah.
That have remained my favorite to this day.
Absolutely.
So, it's a very, very high impact. Like, you can have a very high impact on a person during those years. So, we hope we've had a good impact, a positive impact on your life.
Yeah, and we'll only believe that if your firstborn is named either Hussein or Keshav. Whether it's a boy or a girl.
Or to be neutral, you can name them Far From Fact.
Far From Neutral. FFF. Fase Atharv ka bachcha. Poor thing is 17. We're already talking about his children.
Yes, but Atharv, all love to you.
That's
Thank
the
you,
sign
man.
That we think of him as family.
Family, yes. Yeah. Okay, Keshav, with that, let's jump into the next one.
Next
one. Now, the next one comes in from Prasad. Okay, so let's jump in.
Hi Keshav, hi Hussein. So this is Prasad Ravindra Patil. Actually, my friend Shilpi hooked me with your podcast, and I think we were traveling from Churchgate to somewhere to watch some show. I don't remember exactly, but I still remember which episode we were listening to. We were listening to that Akasa Airline pet travel policy. So, you know, if this make it to the podcast, huge shout out to Shilpi, and your podcast has been, you know, one of the best recommendation that anyone has given, and you know, jisko bhi main bolta hu, they just, you know, find it fucking really amazing, and they just appreciate it, that, you know, that I thanks for hooking me up with this podcast. So yeah, cheers. You guys are doing an amazing job, and that's all.
Thank you, Prasad. What a great voice note.
What a great voice note. What a great voice also. He's got a great voice.
Yeah. Yes.
And again, thank you for spreading the word. For this is what we really love. When listeners go and tell their friends and convert them almost.
And do you remember that Akasa Air pet
policy?
You won't
believe it. I was just trying to look it up.
Okay.
To see when it was. I mean, story to mujhe details yaad nahi hai. But I think it was about cages or, you know, or seats. So what was
I think it was about how Akasa Air is going to allow pets and being the first airline to do so. Or
to travel in
like
the cabin with you.
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, we've done so many air and transport and logistics related stories.
For some reason, that has been our... It has really just pulled us.
Yeah.
We've gravitated towards those stories.
Yeah. So I can't remember the specifics, but Prasad, thank you, man. And what is more beautiful, Keshav, is that I think him and his friend Shilpi, who has also sent in a voice note, bonded over this
episode. So I just found it. It's episode 223.
Okay. So and what is the topic exactly?
It's called Akasa Air's New Pet Policy.
New Pet Policy.
Where, of course, they intend to be more pet friendly, and hence passengers have the option to travel with their pets.
With their pets. Arre, wah. Okay.
And if I can kind of vaguely remember what it was, I think I'm guessing we would have sent the passengers into the cargo hold or something. Aise kuch raha hoga. And then you would have laughed happily. Job done. Good night. But this was a superb thing. Also, now his Prasad's friend, like you said, has also sent a voice note. So that is also amazing that there are two friends who geek out on our show, love our show, and then share it with their friends. And then now they've both sent in voice notes.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. And let's quickly jump into Shilpi's voice note as well, and then we can analyze them together.
Oh, lovely. My favorite sport.
Hi, this is Shilpi. I think you heard from my friend Prasad, and he's been asking me to send this voice note for so long, and I really want to because I love your podcast, but I've been so drunk and disoriented, like drunk yesterday and disoriented today, and sorry for being too honest, but yeah, that's why it took me a lot of time. So yeah, I started listening to the podcast about a year ago, and then once Prasad and I were sitting in the local and we were listening to the Akasa Airlines wala episode, and then oh my god, we just laughed so much and we just fell in love with it, and ever since we've been sending each other every new episode that comes out. And I'm sorry, but I've been gatekeeping the podcast a little bit because I feel like I should be the only one listening to it, but yeah, that's how much I love listening to you guys.
Yeah, so this is the problem. No,
yeah, no, but first of all, thank you, Shilpi.
Yeah,
thank you for
yes,
what do you call, for powering through a hangover
and sending a voice note. Man, that's dedication.
That's, no? Yeah, that's commitment, and we really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
And it also reminds me of one prank, you know, but from back in the day in school. Like, I was in school and college, landlines were a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, one stupid prank which I'd come across was basically, you know, a random person will call a number. And okay. Let's say I call you.
Okay.
And I'll be like, Keshav hai kya? I mean, you of course don't know that it's... I'm just making up a name. Let me make up a third person's name. Let's take these guys' name. Prasad. Okay. Hello, Prasad. Hai kya?
Yeah.
Then you're like, nahin, Prasad nahin hai. Do this 5-7 times.
Okay.
Then of course you're irritated. And, this is being done late in the night to irritate people or whatever.
Okay.
Because you know, people were bored. There was no Instagram.
Yeah.
So, you know, you had to troll real people.
Yeah.
So then after these 5-7 calls have happened, whatever has happened, then... immediately after that, one other call, and it's very quick also, and you're now picking up on the fact that the other person is also getting irritated.
Irritated, okay.
Just when it's getting at the right temperature, you call again, different voice, okay, and say hello, and say nahi bola, bola na koi, hello, main Prasad bol raha hu, mere liye koi message hai kya? It's just like. So dumb, but so creative also.
And it's so petty.
It's
that
petty.
That's the beauty. Yeah. No?
And it's, yeah, basically if you've rubbed someone the wrong way, then you attract this kind of stuff.
But Keshav, what is the parallel here? How did this voice note remind you of this story?
Like the fact that these two voice notes came together and one urged the other to send in a voice note. And both of them have reached us.
That way.
It's very tenuous, the link.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's not logic. The logic isn't like clicking, but it's there. Somewhere it's there.
Maaf kiya, Keshav. Ramzan is the month of forgiving.
At least you have excuse. You're fasting. I don't know what my excuse is.
So, yes, Prasad and Shilpi, thank you guys.
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, we hope that you continue listening to the episode.
And continue and spreading the word. And more importantly, I know what we want to also talk about.
And you know what, Keshav? So, in the beginning, I said this is the problem. And what I was referring to was the gatekeeping. But I feel that if you want to gatekeep, you gatekeep.
We feel the love in gatekeeping also.
Yeah.
Because it's just that it's a... I don't want to put an age kind of cap thing, but I've definitely only heard the concept of gatekeeping from younger people.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, the first time I heard this in real life was from a maybe 23-24-year-old girl at a house party.
Okay.
Where she was about to introduce us to some music and stopped mid-sentence by saying, no, I have to gatekeep this.
Oh,
and that, of course, is what caught our attention. And then I was like, what do you mean? It's, you know, and she was like, no, I don't want everybody to enjoy it.
Oh, man. But you know what this reminds me of, okay? Yeah. Like, what would I gatekeep? I think I would gatekeep maybe a good food place.
Yeah, a good, for me, a gatekeeping thing is natural destinations.
Oh, yeah. Straight yeah, up. A waterfall or a lake.
For me,
yeah.
Those are the places that I instinctively gatekeep.
Gatekeep, yeah. We get it.
We get it. We get it. We do feel like, hey, this is a missed opportunity for us to grow.
Yeah.
But that's again selfish from our point of view, but we do understand your point of view.
Yeah, man. And as long as you are enjoying it, that's victory for us.
Yeah, and we see the love in the gatekeeping.
Yeah. Yeah, so with that, Prasad and Shilpi, thank you guys for the lovely voice notes. Thank you to Prasad for motivating Shilpi and
to record
getting
and
her to power through and send us the voice note.
Yeah, and it's great that even though they're such close friends, Prasad doesn't believe in the concept of gatekeeping. He's telling us all his friends.
Yeah. Maybe Prasad told Shilpi. What do you think? Because if Shilpi is a gatekeeper, then how would Prasad know?
Yeah, it's possible.
No?
Yeah,
that's a mystery we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah. Okay. So, with that,
mysterious note.
Thank you.
Let's move on. Is this our last one? Oh my
it
God,
is.
I'm sad already.
Yeah, it is our last voice note, Keshav. Yeah. But last but not the least, it's also very beautiful. And it's from a listener called Arushi. Yeah. Her voice note has come in two parts. So we'll just combine the two parts and play Arushi's voice note.
Hi Keshav, hi Hussein. I'd first like to congratulate you both for reaching this milestone of 300 episodes. And I just want to describe my relationship with this show. I used to work in this really remote area in this district in Madhya Pradesh, and every morning when I used to be pissed off about getting up and having to do human things while I was going through a lot in my life, I would listen to old episodes, and the day you would drop a new episode, I would be really excited to start my day listening to the podcast. Listening to you both talk about the state of the world and how the media represents it, and listening to your inane jokes and really funny jokes sometimes, especially Keshav's, about them, really made me feel like that was the bright spark for me on a lot of days. So I'd just like to thank you for spending your time and effort in creating this podcast. And I'm sure there are a lot of listeners like me who would who have such a special connection to this show, and I just want to tell you to continue creating more and more episodes and giving so many of us so much to look forward to. Thank you.
Okay, Arushi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Arushi, for this really sweet message, and the fact that you actually sent a second part also, because you felt it was incomplete. Man, really, really appreciate it.
Yes. I think, Keshav, in Arushi's case, I think what's beautiful is that we've seen this before, where people who are away from home and in some sort of, it could either be out of the country studying or working or something. I feel like this show, the beautiful thing is this show kind of takes them back.
It's almost like a gap gets filled.
Yeah.
And I think that's the intimacy we share with our listeners, no?
Yeah.
No, also I think from her note, what I picked up is that she binged a lot of the episodes, which, you know...
The older ones. Yeah.
When someone says they binged our episodes, no, it just makes me feel so touched or so loved, you know, it just makes me really feel good that somebody's going through our archive, or, you know, it's nice. It's a nice feeling.
Yes. So another thing, Keshav, about Arushi's voice note is she says that I hope you continue recording and publishing.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
That is my wish too, that we continue recording and publishing for a very long time, and we hope that, you know, this family grows.
Yes. Yeah. So, Arushi, thank you so much once again. And even Arushi has a lovely voice, no?
Yeah. Arushi has
so many of our listeners, Keshav, we are realizing, have beautiful voices, no?
A lot of them do. All of them do. I feel like, you know, in the beginning, at least I used to be very conscious about how I sound.
Me too, yeah.
Because, you know, like appearance, we have a mirror.
Yeah.
So we do see ourselves often. There's a point of reference. How we sound, koi concept hi nahi hota hai. Till the first time you hear a file and you're like, yuck.
Yeah. So to paraphrase, what you're saying is that if you are ugly.
No, I wasn't calling anybody ugly. You're putting words in my mouth.
I'm saying when you are ugly,
right.
The mirror tells you, it keeps you ready. But
many people don't believe the mirror. Like, you just look around. Like, so many people walking around with so much confidence. It's nice.
That's a good thing. But yeah, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. And you're right. The mirror often is a good reality check.
Yeah.
That reality check doesn't exist when it comes to audio or voice.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, so with that, Keshav, that's the end of our voice note submissions.
Yes.
If any listeners are late and if you wanted to send it in and have
you
not
can
been
still
able
send
to,
it.
Yeah, still send it.
Still
we'll
send
feature
it.
Them.
We'll feature them. We'll listen to them.
Yeah.
Before going to sleep at night.
Yes. Because And now, Keshav, for the big reveal.
The big reveal.
Drum roll. Before the music starts, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
I feel let's do the reveal at the end of the episode. What do you think?
End of next week's episode.
No.
End of the 500th episode. Gaurav Bhaiya double PhD ho gaya. Somebody's become Nobel laureate.
RBI governor ban gaya hai.
Atharva has become dictator of India. And we are safe because he used to listen to us.
Yeah. Okay, so then Keshav, let's announce the winner.
Yeah,
and, and before that, okay, I feel let's announce our criteria. Okay, so here's our thinking. So Keshav and I spent a lot of time. Because everyone who sent voice notes, we wanted to appreciate.
Yeah,
in
we did listen to it multiple times. We discussed it and
Yeah. And now the big mystery is that we do not know which, how many of you are from Mumbai and how many are not.
Like it's difficult to pick a winner. You know, when we said, oh, we'll pick a winner and we'll do dinner with the winner.
Yeah.
It sounded easy.
Hmm.
But this is not so easy.
It's very difficult.
If all of you were in Mumbai, we would have met all of you, is what
all
we're trying to say, I think, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so for the time being,
right.
The winners are Prasad and Shilpi.
Yeah, because we know for a fact you ride the local and
locals,
you're in Mumbai.
And you are in Mumbai.
Like we could hear the train in the background.
Yeah, we could hear a fight happening in the background. A vendor.
A vendor. There was a doorbell. Doorbells are city mein hota. But I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
But yeah, so the other reason is we felt that it could be, it'll be more fun having a group, having the two of you versus one single person.
Yeah.
But having said that, okay, to everyone else who has sent in voice notes, and that is Gaurav, Shaurya, Atharav, Aditi, and even Arushi.
Yes.
So, if you guys are in Mumbai, please let us know.
Yeah, please DM us.
Please DM us. We'd love to have you on the dinner date
as
well.
Yes, absolutely. That will be nothing like it. Like, or if you can tell us your dates or whatever that you are in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
We can figure it all out.
Yes, please. Yeah. So, all of you, man, we would love to have all of you with us for dinner.
Yes.
And just let us know as soon as possible.
Amazing, amazing. What a special journey this has been.
So yes, with that, thank you very much everyone for being part of the 300th
really.
Episode.
Thank you, really. And keep spreading the word, keep telling your friends.
Yeah.
We don't appreciate gatekeeping.
And Keshav, I want to say one more very important thing.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that there must have been people who regularly listen, but for whatever reason have not been able to send in a voice note this
yeah.
time. Whoever you are, wherever you are, you know, if you feel like you want to join us for dinner, let
yeah.
us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us still know, because if you are in Bombay and you feel like you want to join the gang.
Yeah. Just know, DM us.
Just DM us. Slide into our DMs.
Yeah. And we know, man, sometimes life happens. Sometimes you miss a few episodes.
Yeah.
We
because
get
we know there's
of
lots of long-time
absolutely.
Listeners who are also
yeah.
from Bombay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So please let us know. We'd love to meet you guys. And just say thank you in our small way.
Amazing. Amazing.
Okay, so with that, Keshav, it's a wrap. 300th episode
yeah,
done.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
this is. I'm welling up a little bit.
Yes, I'm gonna save the moisture. Yeah.
Save the water content. You
okay,
can
so
cry after you break your fast.
After I break my fast, I'll cry. Yes. So yeah, with that, follow us on Instagram, Spotify.
Yes.
Rate us on Spotify.
Yes, you can also rate us on iTunes.
Yeah.
And yes.
Send money, please.
Yes, send money, send money.
300 weeks we've been doing this.
Yeah. Backbreaking work.
Yeah, yeah. So, PayPal and UPI links are in the show notes.
Superb. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.